Sweetest friends, this year should be a special class for Rabbi Nirmas Shichio. This is Moshe Ben Shneir Rasselim from Moshe Mordechai, Sol Daniel Ben Shenadina. And in previous Shiurim, in the Rambam Hilchos Malachim, we were discussing the fact that a Melech Ben Melech, who's Yoresh the Malchus, doesn't require Mishicha, doesn't require anointment. Kohen Gadol Ben Kohen Gadol requires anointment. So we went on one Mahalach in previous Shiurim. And now we're going to continue our discussion. And again, this is all based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Agon Agadol, with Oitzak Manzatzal. Your site is actually this week. And we'd like to answer the Kasha of the Tshuvas Chikrei Lev and the and in Arachayim and Simin Yotes and the Sfas Emes and Chrisus on what it says in the Gemara that Ein Moshchin Melech Ben Melech, you don't do Meshicha for a king, the son of a king. Because we learn from the Pasuk of the man Yarich Yamim Hu Banav that it's a Yerusha. So since it's a Yerusha, no Mashiach is necessary. So the Kasha is that Kohen Gadol is also a Yerusha, and nevertheless Mashiach is necessary. So how do we know that by a Melech, since it's a Yerusha, no Mashiach is necessary? Ayin Sham, the Chikrei Lev, and the Sfas Emes. The Avnei Nezer, and Yoridei, and Simen Shin Yud Beis, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, writes, discusses the question of why do we need a pasuk for Yerushas Melech? Why don't we learn it from Kohen Gadol? That just like there's Yerushas Kohen Gadol, there's also Yerushas Melech. So he says that if we would have learned it from Kohen Gadol, then we would have said that Mashiach is required. Since we learn it independently, so therefore we can understand that Mashiach is not required. Ayin Sham in the Avnei Nezer. So we are, Mirtz Hashem, going to discuss that Chiddush B'li Neder of the Avnei Nezer. And if we would have learned from Kohen Gadol, he would have required Mashicha like a Kohen Gadol. Since he learned independently, he doesn't require Mashicha like the Kohen Gadol. However, the Yerushalmi that we quoted in an earlier shir, from there we see that even after the Pasuk, that there's Yerusha by a Melech, we require a special Yalfusa that no Mashicha is required. Now the Divrei Avnei Nezer, the whole Pasuk, is to tell us that no Mashiach is required. Right? The Avnei Nezer says that if you wouldn't have a pasuk by going by Melech, you would have said Mashiach is required like it's required like by Kohen Gadol. So Memela, we have a pasuk by Melech ben Melech to tell us that no Mashiach, that there's Yerusha, but no Mashiach is required. However, the Yerushalmi learns that even after the pasuk that there's Yerusha by a Melech, still, the Yerushalmi has to find another pasuk that no Mashiach is required. But how does this stim with the Avnei Nezer? For the Avnei Nezer, right, the whole pasuk telling us there's Yerusha by a Melech ben Melech is to teach us that there's no Mashiach. So why do you need an extra pasuk, a special pasuk that no Mashiach is required? That's the whole word of the pasuk in the first place when that tells us there's Yerusha. And even in the Bavli, it's not mashma that a Melech doesn't require Mashiach. From the fact that we need a special pasuk to teach us there's Yerusha, and it's not learned from Kohen Gadol. No. The mashmos of the Bavli is that since there's Yerusha, mimela no Mashicha is required. It's inherited. So why do you need another Mashicha? Because it's pasha to the Gemara, shekol shehu melech al yedei Yerusha. It's pasha for the Gemara that if he's a melech via Yerusha, Shuv ein makom l'mashicha. There's no place anymore for Mashicha. And you can't compare it to a Kohen Gadol, that even though he's a Kohen Gadol, Al Yidei Yerusha, Mashiach is required. So if that's true, then even if we would have learned Yerushas Melech from the Kohen Gadol, he wouldn't have required Mashiach. But then Tzarech Iyun Kanal, Maishna Melech Mi Kohen Gadol. Why by Kohen Gadol do we say that it's be Yerusha, and there's also Mashiach? Hashem came by a melech. The second we say there's Yerusha, it's pashut that there's no Mashiach. Okay, so we have our work cut out for us. However, we have more to talk about, more to ask. That is, that the Chasam Sofer, in the Tshuvis, in Oil Chaim, in Simen Yud Beis, Herich Lahakshois asks a lot of kashis on the sugya in Yuma 72b. That we require a pasuk shebnoi kom tachtov, that his son takes his place. We need a pasuk that his son takes his place. Why is that? Hare mevuar b'sifri b'parshas shoftim, we have a sifri in shoftim on the pasuk of hu ban of kol hayomim. Ein li ela zeh bilvad, I only know this one. Minayin lekol parnosei Yisrael shebneim oimdim tachteihem. All Jewish leaders, all Jewish appointments, their sons stand in their place. How do we know that? And it is the Gemara, Hu ubanav bekerav Yisrael, kol zman shu bekerav Yisrael b'no omei tachtov. Now we have a pasuk Hu b'no b'kerav Yisrael, that including a Kohen Gadol, any Parnasa Yisrael, Jewish leaders, are their position is inherited, and this is Taka brought in the Rambam, Kan ba'alocha Zayin, u'b'perek Dalid Miklei Mikdash, halocha Chof. As the Rambam here writes, "Umeyachas Shemoshchen Melech Reizeh Zochel Lo LeBanav Adolam Shalmachas Yerusha Shneim Alamayin Yochem Arav Tohu Banav Beker Yisrael." So the Rambam says it, "Hu Banav Beker Yisrael," talking about a Melech. And in Klei Mikdash, about a Kohen Gadol. So Kohen Gadol is included in other Minuyim, like Kesu Ban of Kol Hayamim is talking about a Melech. And then we learn a Ribui that it's talking about other Minuyim as well, other appointments as well. So why do we need in Yuma 72b, why do we need a special Pasuk Shebenoi Kom Tachtov, when we have this Sifri that learns it from Hu banav bekerav Yisrael? So from this, the Chasam Sofer was machriach that there is no Yerusha b'rabanos v'keser Torah. B'rak kohen gadol ikabo Yerusha meribuya dekra. So when it comes to rabanos and keser Torah, there's no Yerusha. It's the famous question, is there Yerusha and rabanos? So the Chasam Sofer says, no, just by a Kohen Gadol, and you would think a Kohen Gadol is also not Yerusha. So by a Kohen Gadol, we have a special ribui in the Pasuk, and that's Yuma 72b, that there is Yerusha. Epino kom tachtov. In the Tshuvas of the Avnei Nezer that we mentioned earlier, Ramos Lamed Aleph and onwards, he's Marich B'Divrei Ramo B'Yoredeh B'Simen Reish Mem Hei Siv Chof Beis B'Tshuvas HaRibosh B'Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Mabit Chele Gimel Simen Reish Ve'oid Shegam B'Minui Toiro B'Noi Koidin. But even when it comes to a Minui in Torah, his son comes first. That's the position of the Avnei Nezer. there is Yerusha and Rabbanus. Now, the Chasam Sofer writes that from the Gemara in Yuma, we bring a pasuk, there's Yerusha b'Kohen Gadol. However, if you look there in the Gemara, you'll see that Adarabba, we're only bringing a raya there, that there's no Yerusha in the Kohen Mashiach. And the pasuk to be Marbe Yerusha b'Kohen Gadol is brought in Rashi from the Toras Koyhanim, Vayikro 16:32. Va'asher yemalei yadoi lechahen tachas oviv. That's the Rashi. It's not in the Gemara, as you might think from learning the Chasam Sofer's Tshuva, but rather Rashi brings va'asher yemalei yadoi lechahen tachas oviv, and in that the Chasam Sofer says, why don't we learn it from the pasuk of Uvbanu Beker of Yisrael? He says you wouldn't have known it from there. You have to come on to Asher Yemalei Yadoi Lechahen Tachas Oviv. So Melamed Sheben Koidim L'chol Adam. So again, we're stuck with the Kasha. Learn it from the pasuk about Melech. That was the Kasha of the Chasam Sofer. However, Be'emes, besides these two psukim, we have the pasuk of Asher Yemalei Yadoi Lechahen, and we have the pasuk of Hu Banav Beker of Yisrael Yesh Od. There's two other psukim that we have to understand why they're necessary, and that's in the Toras Koyhanim in Parshas Shmini Vayikro Yud Yud Beis, and the pasuk in Bamidbor Gimel Dalet Vayomas Nodov Ve'avihu, etc. Ubanim Lo Hayulahem. Vayechain Elozor V'Isomo. So they didn't have children, Nodov and Avihu. So Elozor and Isomar were the ones who served. If they would have had Banim, then their sons would have preceded Elazar and Isamar. Shekola koidim benachala, koidim bekovid. So they would have gotten the position, Nadav and Avihu's children, had they had children. Because if you're koidim benachala, if you come first when it comes to Yerusha, you also come first when it comes to the kovid. So children precede brothers in Yerusha, so they would also precede in Kavod. So that's a pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar. So that's another pasuk we have for Yerusha for Kohuna, Kohen Gadol. And then we have Vayter in Parshas Tetzave, Shlenu pasuk 29:30. Shivas Yamim Yilbishain. Hakoyhein Tachtov Mibonov. Rashi Mefaresha Mitorat Kohanim, Vehu Betorat Kohanim Parashat Sav Perek Hei Ayin Sham Bepasuk Vav Bevav Tet Vav Melamed Shim Yesh Lo Lekohen Gadol Ben Memalet Mikomo Uminu Kohen Gadol Tachtav. And this teaches us that if the Kohen Gadol has a son, this son is Memale Makom Aviv. So here we have two more psukim. We have Ubanav Lo Hayulahem, Mashma, if they did have Banim, then they would be called, they'd be Yerusha. And then we have the pasuk of Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tachtav Mibonov. So we see Nochamol that there's Yerusha when it comes to Kohen Gadol. Now this limud is not a drasha. This limud is mefurish in the pasuk Shivas Yomim Yil B'Shem HaKohen Tachtav Mibonov. So So this is Mefurish in the Pasuk that there's Yerusha. V'kvar hiksha ha-marsha. Already the Marsha in Yuma 72b asks, Lama li droshes ha-toras koyhanim b'parshas achrei hanal? Why do we need the drosha of the Toras Koyhanim in Parshas Achrei Mois that we saw before in Rashi, in Yuma? V'asher yemale yado ilchayin tachas aviv. When והרי בהי קרוא דממי את שם ירושה בכהן משיח שהוא קרוא הנער בפרשס תצווה מפורש דה בכהן גדול איקה ירושה. And that pasuk that were ממיית ירושה by כהן משיח, which is the pasuk in פרשס תצווה שיבס ימים גיל בשם הכהן תחת of מבנב, from where were ממיית a ירושה B'koin Mashiach, we see that by Koin Gadol there's Yerusha. So why do I need the pasuk in the Toras Koyhanim Achrei Mois V'asher Yemale Yodoi L'chayin Tachas Oviv, when we already have the pasuk in Parshas Tetzave Shivas Yamim Yobashen Koin Tachtav Mibanavi? You don't need so many pasukim to tell you the same din that there's Yerusha by Koin Gadol. Now what the Maharsha did not note is that in fact the Toras Koyhanim in Parshas Tzav does learn from this pasuk. But again, it's kasha, it's a kasha. What do you need both for? V'ayin sham b'siach Yitzchok uvaday tzarich iyun tuva kol hanu krai lamali. V'vaday, we need to understand why we need all these pasukim. We also have to understand the Rashi, who only mentioned the drosha of the Toras Koyhanim of Parshas Achrei Mois in Yuma Ayin Beis, v'asher yemale yodoi lechayin tachas oviv. That's all Rashi mentioned. And he also mentions the drosha of the Toras Koyhanim and the pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh in his Perush al Torah, on the pasuk of Shivas Yamim Yobashem Koin Tachtav Mibonav. Vilu adrosha me'aposuk beparshas Bamidbor, i.e. Ubanav lo hayu lahem, that in the Torah Kohanim in Parshas which is quoted by the Toras Koanim in Parashas Shemini, that Rashi doesn't mention. So we want to now understand Rashi. Why does Rashi in his Perush al Torah mention one Jerusha? His Perush in the Gemara mention another one, but the third one, from the Toras Koanim in Parashas Shemini, and the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Rabbanav Loilem, that Rashi doesn't mention. But Tzorech Iyun Mai Taima. What's interesting is that in the Hagois Maimonios, here in Halacha Zayin, he brings, besides the drosh of the Sifri of Parshas Shoiftim, which is the Mokor of the Divrei Rambam, in Halacha Zayin, he also brings the Toras Koyhanim in Parshas Shmini that we just mentioned, from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Rabbanav Lo Hayu Lahem, and so in the Kesef Mishnah over here. Hefech midivrei Rashi. Rashi brought the other drashos and he doesn't bring this drasha, and the Torah and the Kesef Mishnah and the Gois Maimonios bring this drasha and not the other drashos, because it's Tzorech Iyun Tuva. So we have to understand why each one chose the drushes they chose to bring and not to bring the other ones. We also have to understand the Rambam. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Kli HaMikdash, Halacha Chaf, writes, "Kshiyamus HaMelech HaKohen Gadol Echad Mishar HaMemunim," when the Kohen Gadol or the Melech dies or somebody else who's appointed, "Ma'amidin Tachtav Beno HaRoy LiYorsho," you appoint his son, who is it fitting to inherit him? Shenem Rabbi Melech Hu Banov Bekerav Yisrael Melamed Shehamalchus Yerusha. It says Hu Banov Bekerav Yisrael. So that's a pasuk about a Melech. It tells you that Malchus is Yerusha. Vodin L'chol Srara Shebekerav Yisrael. And the same applies to all Srara among the Jewish people. Shehazoychala Atzmo Yulezara. That if somebody zocha to this, he's zocha for himself, and he is zocha for his seed. So you see in the Rambam that Yerushas Kohen Gadol is Medin Yerushas Shar Minuyim. It comes from the din of Yerusha of other Minuyim that are stated in Parashas HaMelech. And that's Lehedya Shelo Kedivrei HaChasim Sofer. What did the Chasim Sofer want to say? Sofer want to say that Yerushas Torah, like Kohen Gadol and Rabbonus, have nothing to do with Yerushas Melech. That's why the Chasim Sofer says you needed a special limud for Yerushas Kohen Gadol. Because they're not included in the Yerusha of Yerusha of Torah, like Kohen Gadol, are not included in the din of Yerusha Smelech. And here the Rambam says that it is. It's not like the Chasim Sofer. However, we ask on the Rambam, why do you have to come on to Melech? We have other psukim for Yerusha's Kohen Gadol. We have Parshas Tzava, Kohen HaMashiach Tachtav Mibonov. We have a pasuk in Parshas Tetzava, Shivas Yomim Yobashena Kohen Tachtav Mibonov. We have the Torah's Kohanim and Shmini bringing the pasuk in Bamidu Bonov Loi Hoyulahem. We have Acharei Mois V'Asher Yemala Yodei L'Chayin Tachas Aviv. We have all these other psukim. So why does the Rambam come on to the pasuk about Melech when we have other terrific psukim? Lama Hutzuch HaRambam L'Lamdo MiParshas HaMelech. So you want to understand what all these psukim are about and why each one chooses the pasuk that they chose. That's our avoda. That's the work that's cut out for us. And there's a lot of work to do, sweet friends. So Mirtza Hashem, very, very exciting stuff coming up. So please stay tuned. And we will see Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem. It is going to be super awesome. So just please stay tuned. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Beli Neder, we shall continue.